Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. Politico recently named Governor Pat McCrory the most vulnerable Republican governor in the country, up for re-election in 2016. And the re-election bid of Senator Richard Burr is also expected to be closely contested. Then there's the presidential race, where North Carolina will again be an important focus of both major political parties. The latest Elon University poll asked voters in the state about Governor McCrory, President Obama, and the two leading candidates for president. Poll director Jason Husser joins us now to talk about the results. Well, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the findings of the latest poll. I guess we'll start with what folks are thinking about the 2016 presidential election. You had, I thought, some interesting responses. Tell us about the matchup between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush.
What we found was that among registered voters in North Carolina, Hillary Clinton was coming in at 45.7%. Jeb Bush was at 40.2%. So she does have a lead that is close to statistical significance. It does seem like she's ahead in that hypothetical matchup. But I'd caution folks who may see those numbers and think, oh, Hillary's running forward with the ball, to realize that the election is still a long way from now. She's been the presumptive nominee for a long time. She's cleared the field. And as a result, it would make sense that she has a little bit of an advantage now. I would expect that to shrink over time.
And what about on the Republican side, where Jeb Bush certainly doesn't have the obvious path to the nomination that Hillary Clinton does? Where are the other Republican candidates?
Bush is ahead. So we found among Republicans, 16.8% of Republicans named Bush when we asked them an open-ended question of who they'd like to see run. Scott Walker, though, comes in second at 12.5%. Historically, that kind of a difference suggests that Walker could pull forward. We also saw a lot of people mentioning Mitt Romney. We saw independents as well mentioning both Bush, Walker, and Chris Christie.
So what do you make of this as a political scientist? You mentioned that we're still a good ways away. I guess, obviously, the Republican nomination is very much up in the air.
The Republican nomination really is in some ways stacked. The whole nomination process really is stacked in favor of Republicans. They have a very deep field. They've got a number of candidates who seem to be ready for prime time that could be formidable candidates. Democrats, on the other hand, have been so reliant on Hillary Clinton to be their torchbearer, they are reliant on her. At this point, it does seem that it would be difficult for any Democrat to come forward and beat Clinton. Or if there's some sort of scandal or some sort of reason that Clinton can't run, Democrats are going to really have to scramble.
Let's move to how folks are currently in office are doing. I know you asked about the approval rating of both President Obama and Governor McCrory. Tell us what you found.
We found a pretty consistent trend that both Governor McCrory and President Obama have had very similar approval ratings in North Carolina for a long time. Occasionally, we'll see the governor ahead of the president. Sometimes the president's ahead of the governor. This time, we found a very slight advantage in terms of the governor's approval over the president's. They're both around 40%. That's not great approval, but it's not terrible either. It's enough that the governor is still a very potent political force. He can get things done. I wouldn't by any means call him unpopular just because he doesn't have that 50% number. He's also popular among Republicans, which really matters. 68% of Republicans in the state approve the governor's performance. That's a lot. He's got sway within his party, and that's really what he needs, considering his party dominates state politics.
It's interesting you also ask about our two senators, one of whom is very new, though his name was certainly on television for, it seems like, every 20 seconds this past fall. How are Senators Burr and Tillis faring in your approval ratings?
They're both doing okay. So Burr's main issue is that folks just don't seem to know him that well in the state. Tillis is getting a lot of animosity and bitterness, it seems to be picked up in the polls, from probably people who voted against him. So Tillis is at 30% approval, Burr's at 37% approval. What's interesting, though, is even though Tillis has not been on the job long enough, I think, for anybody to make a fair assessment of his job performance, only 29% say don't know about Tillis. On the other hand, Burr has 32% saying don't know, despite him being in office for a very long time.
What do you make of those numbers as he starts looking toward 2016?
He needs more people to know who he is. In some ways, he's inoculated himself from some of the animosity that's been directed towards Republicans in the state. That said, his numbers need to be higher than this, and those don't knows need to be converted to approves if he hopes to retain his seat without a struggle.
You also ask about some controversial issues, which I'd love to talk about for a couple minutes. One is the vaccinations were in the news 2 or 3 weeks ago with a lot of public discussion about whether or not childhood vaccination should be required. What do people and parents in North Carolina think?
Well, we asked the question, thinking about childhood diseases such as measles, mumps, rubella, and polio, should parents be required to vaccinate their children, or should parents be able to decide not to vaccinate their children? We actually expected, given this question wording, that you would see more folks saying parents should be able to choose. That word require suggests some sort of government interference. However, what we found was that 72% of voters in the state said all children should be vaccinated. Only 24% said parents should be able to choose. What's interesting is how that breaks down demographically. So we see certain patterns here. Democrats, Republicans are actually pretty similar. They both think that children should be vaccinated. Where we do see differences, though, are generational. So 18 to 30-year-olds, millennials, have the highest levels of saying parents should be able to choose, whereas those 65-plus have the lowest levels. Some of that probably has to do with remembering polio.
I wonder that some of the millennials don't yet have children and maybe haven't looked into it, I wonder.
They don't necessarily have children, or they don't remember necessarily life with horrible scourges like polio. And so that's not such a fear. We talked to one person on the phone, and I monitor a lot of our phone calls going through, and he was anti-government in pretty much every sense of the word. But then we got to this vaccine question, and as I was listening, I was thinking, this guy is going to be opposed to government requiring people to vaccinate. And he said, I'd be dead right now if it weren't for vaccines, and then he was supportive of it. So we do see some memories, I think, of polio that really shape opinion at a generational level.
What about gay marriage? You ask about that again. It looks like North Carolina is almost evenly divided.
Gay marriage remains very controversial in the state. What we found was that it was split pretty evenly, and it was partisan. So Democrats supported gay marriage 51 to 39. Republicans, however, opposed it 71 to 18. We do see polarization in the state regarding gay marriage. We also see other demographic differences. So young people, 18 to 30-year-olds, are far more supportive of gay marriage at 64%. Those 65-plus, only 27% support gay marriage. We see slight gender gaps. So women are slightly more likely to support gay marriage than men are. And we also see that African-Americans are the least likely to support gay marriage.
I was interested in the question about the Affordable Care Act and whether it'll make things better or worse. I was reminded of a poll in Kentucky that asked people about the Affordable Care Act, and the vast majority opposed it. And then they asked about the Kentucky version of the Affordable Care Act, and the vast majority of people approved it. What did your poll find?
We've often found, we as a survey field writ large, that if you say the Affordable Care Act, not Obamacare, all of a sudden it becomes more popular. Some of that has changed a little bit over time because the terms have become so synonymous in public consciousness. But we've found that roughly half of registered voters think that the Affordable Care Act is going to make things worse. We have seen a slight increase in pessimism over the last 3 or 4 months. So we went from 47% saying that it would make things worse to 49%. There's still some folks holding out judgment. 10.7% say it's probably not going to make much a difference. And we still see a lot of people saying, I just don't really know. That said, if you look at the plus or minus number in terms of people who think it's going to make things better, ACA is 14 points underwater. That's not great in terms of the popularity of the president's major legacy.
A couple other quick things before we go, other very controversial issues. One is abortion, and that I guess, as always, this is another issue that divides people.
That's right. For the first time, we found a higher proportion of respondents supporting fewer restrictions on abortion. It's still tight, though, 44% to 40%. What we see is that this has been an increase over time. Of course, this is divided in partisan terms. 58% of Democrats support less restrictions on abortion compared to 47% of independents and 20% of Republicans. If you take abortion and gay marriage and Obamacare, all the many controversial issues going on in the state, North Carolina is looking more and more like the nation in terms of we see clear divisions between partisans, that there's increasingly little overlap between Democrats and Republicans in the state.
You also ask about fracking, which is something the General Assembly has legalized and now in North Carolina, and permits may begin to be issued in the next, I guess, 6 to 12 months. But it doesn't look like people are too wild about it.
We've been asking this fracking question for a couple of years now. So 2 years ago, we asked folks if they heard of fracking. We found 80% of people back in 2013 said yes, they had heard of fracking. Now that number is about 82%, which really is the same once you factor in margins of error. However, we've seen change in support. So in 2013, almost half of residents supported fracking. Today, only 34% of residents support fracking. Republicans, though, seem to be more likely to know about fracking and more likely to support fracking. 61% of Republicans support fracking compared to only 16% of Democrats. One thing that would be interesting, and we don't have the data for this, is how cheap gas prices might affect that.
Well, fascinating results as always. Thanks for doing the poll. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Up next, a legislative agenda for women and families. Stay with us.